Revi. The Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Hakil. Once every 7 years, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos that followed the Shemitah year, the entire nation, men, women, and even children, were commanded to come together to the Beis HaMikdash to listen to the king's reading of different sections of Sefer Devarim. This was to demonstrate that the Torah is our foundation and it rules our entire life. And the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe Oisom Lemar, and Moshe commanded them, saying, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, which means in the beginning of the 8th year, B'moyet Shnas HaShemitah, at the time when the laws of Shemitah still apply, because grain that grew 1/3 during the 7th year and was harvested in the 8th year still have a din of Shemitah on them in the 8th year. So therefore the Pasuk is saying, in the 8th year, B'moyet Shnas HaShemitah, when the laws of Shemitah still apply, B'chag HaSukkos, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, B'voy Kol Yisrael, when all of Chol Yisrael comes, Le'ro'os, to appear as Pnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, B'amokam Asher Yivchar, in the place that he will choose, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, Tikro Es HaTorah Azois, you the king shall read the Torah, which means different sections from Sefer Devarim, Neged Kol Yisrael, in front of all of Chol Yisrael, V'oznehem, in their ears, so that they can hear. The king will stand on a bima shel eitz, on a wooden bima in the Azara, and read from the Sefer Torah different sections of Sefer Devarim. Hakel es ha'om, gather the nation, ho'anoshim, the men, v'hanoshim, and the women, v'hataf, and the small children, v'gerecho asher bisharecho, and your ger that lives in your cities. According to the Psikta Zudrasa, this is referring to a regular ger tzedek. However, the Ibn Ezra learns that it is referring to a ger toshav, who is a goy that was makabel upon himself certain mitzvahs in order to live in Eretz Yisrael, and even he should come to Hakel, because maybe by seeing this great gathering, ula yisyahed, maybe he will become a Jew. And the pasuk continues, l'man yishmu, in order that they will hear, ulaman yilmedu, and in order that they will learn. And Rashi tells us, l'man yilmedu is going on the men. Since the men have a chiyuv of learning, therefore by coming to Hakel they will learn. However, the women who do not have a chiyuv to learn, on them it says, l'man yishmu, in order that they will hear. They will hear the words of the Torah, and through that they will know what to do. And both the men by learning and the women by hearing, v'yara'u, that will bring them to fear, es Hashem alekechem, Hashem your God, v'shamru lasois, and they will observe to do, es kol divrei ha-Torah hazois, all the words of this Torah. Uvenehem, and their children, as the Mefarshim explained, this is referring to children that are older than Taf. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it is referring to Taf, very small children. However, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it is referring to children that are a little bit older, less than the age of 13, but not infants. And the Pasuk is telling us, Uvenehem, and these small children, Asher lo yodu, that do not know, which means that they do not understand what the king is laning. Still, you should bring them, because Yishmu, they will hear, Velomadu, and eventually learn, Liyiras Hashem Alekechem, to fear Hashem your God, Kol Hayomim, all the days, Asher atem chayim al wadomo, that you are living on this land, Asher atem over mesayarden shom al rishto, that you are passing over the Yarden, over there, to take possession of this land. Even though these children do not actually understand the words of the Torah, however, the fact that they are present by such a gathering will have an impression on them in the future to fear Hashem. And some of Farshim learn that this is the pshat in the Gemara that says, the taf lama ba, why are the infants brought? And the Gemara answers, lo se schar lemeviehem, to give a reward to the ones who bring them. And the reward is for the parents being aware that even such young children who won't even remember being by this event, they will still be infused with a ashpah of kedusha by being present. And since the parents realize this, they receive a reward for bringing them. Some of Farshim learn, since the men, women, and children are present by Hakel, obviously the taf must be brought, because there is no one left to watch them. And this is the question of the Gemara. Taf lama bo? Why does the Torah have to command us to bring the taf, if it is obvious that they must be brought, since there is no one else to watch them? On that the Gemara answers, lo se schar lemeviehem, to give Klal Yisrael schar, because Chazal say, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakeh es Yisrael, Hashem wants to give schusim to Klal Yisrael, lefichach hirbo lahem Torah u'mitzvos, therefore he gave them many mitzvos. Hashem made a mitzvah out of bringing the taf, even though you have no choice but to bring them, in order to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael with mitzvos. Lo se schar lemeviehem. In Sefer Mayono Shel Torah, he brings a svasemes that says, that although the small children might disturb the concentration of the adults who are trying to listen to the king's laning of Sefer Devarim, it is worth it for the parents to give up a bit from their Kiyum HaMitzvahs in order to educate their children. And this is a rule for all mitzvahs, the Sfas Emes says, that sometimes it is better to sacrifice from your own Kiyum HaMitzvahs in order that your children will learn and be mechunach to fear Hashem. Zokt Rashi miket shev hashonim at the end of 7 years, b'shona rishona shel shmita. This is referring to the first year of Shemitah, shehi shona shminis, which is the 8th year, the year after Shemitah. V'lama kara oise shnas ha-shmitah. Why is it called the year of Shemitah? Shadayin shvias noheges ba, because the laws of Shemitah still pertain to the crop of that year. B'katzer shel shvias, the grain of the 7th year, hayotzei lematzei shvias, that goes out to the 8th year. If the grain grew 1/3 during the 7th year and was harvested in the 8th year, it still has the laws of Shemitah on it. And therefore, the 8th year is still called Shnas HaShemitah, the year of Shemitah, because certain laws of Shemitah apply during that year. Tikra es HaTorah Azois, you shall read the Torah. It means HaMelech, the king. Hayakari mitchilas Eile HaDvarim, he would read from the beginning of Sefer Devarim certain portions of Sefer Devarim. Kedeisa b'Masech Tesoita, like it says in Masech Tesoita, al bima shel eitz, he would stand on a bima shel eitz, a wooden bima shel yoisim ba'azara, that they made in the azara. And the pasuk says, ha'anoshim, the men came lilmoy to learn, v'hanoshim, and the women lushmaya, to hear. When the pasuk says lema'an yilmedu, in order to learn, that is referring to the men. And when it says lema'an yishma'u, in order to hear, that is referring to the women. V'hataf lama ba'u, and the Gemara asks, why did the infants come? Lo se schar l'miviehem, to give reward to the ones that bring them.